10-minute stock trader takes calculated risks, understands that the treasure lies in knowing the data, doesn't guess at trading, follows their plan, doesn't blame others, takes responsibility, and knows why the market works. A 10-minute stock trader is smart. A 10-minute stock trader understands that they can make the world a better place. They spread joy to others. They follow their dreams. They build each other up. They use money as a tool, and they spend as little time trading and as much time living as possible. Welcome to the 10-Minute Trading Room, where we take the guesswork out of trading.
This is from a constant...
Good morning, traders. How are y'all doing today? Good Friday morning to you. Yeah, I am a little bit behind schedule today, but you know what? That's all right. I am doing this for you. Super excited to be here. Working on some cool slides over here on the most important lesson I ever learned from trading. Now, I'll be talking about this more in a little bit, but one of the things that I've been doing over the last several weeks is going through all the notes that I took working with the Market Wizards, going through all of the books that I've read on trading, which I've read hundreds of at this point, and really like focusing on the risk aspect. Because when you get into a stock, right, as Ed Sakota would say, what is the goal when you get into a stock? Well, my goal is for it to go to the moon. But if it doesn't, I need to have a plan to exit. And so that's really one of the things that I've been focusing on. It's especially in 2022. Things have been hard. Things have been stressful. Things have been rough. Even with a it's not probability. It's not win rate. I cannot think of the word for the life of me. High expectancy system, right? Where it's all about your winners being greater than your losses. Even with a high expectancy system, this has been a really tough year for everybody. So that's why I've been going through focusing on risk and where I can improve, because I want to make sure that no matter what, I am keeping my risk to as low as possible. So I see Donna's here. Good morning, Donna. Sorry for starting late. Had a lot on my mind this morning working on it. Abe, good morning. Hadn't seen you in a while. Glad you made it. So yeah, I'm excited to go through this. The most important lesson I ever learned in trading. And so as we go through here, please feel free to ask questions in the chat. I'll try and get to everything. So if I miss your question, go ahead and spam it again. I'm not going to take it personal. I'm just going to realize, hey, I missed one. So do me a favor, do that real quick. And we're going to jump right into the most important lesson I ever learned in trading. So here's the legal disclaimer here. Let me make it full screen for you. Basically, it says, I'm just a random guy on the internet. Don't listen to anything that I say. But I will tell you that all of this is coming from personal experience. So I will do my very best to deliver an insightful and useful presentation, but don't listen to anything I say. In the chat, let me know that you're here. Let me know where you're from. I'd love to say hi and good morning to you, like Rudes. Good morning, Rudes. Rudes is our podcast manager. She's also my editor and graphic designer. Everything you see, she did. She's amazing. So thank you, Rudes, for coming online. And this week's webinar challenge, so every time we have a web class, I always have a webinar challenge, and it is to get one of these hats for free. I don't sell merch. What I like to do is I like to buy the merch and hand it out to the members of the trading room. Like these shirts, I've been giving these shirts away, and lately I've been trying to give as many of these hats away as possible. It takes our clock logo and puts it on one side. One of my favorite YouTubers wears hats like this all the time. And so I was like, I want some of my own hats like that. So the way to win the webinar challenge, it's really easy. Just be part of the 10-Minute Trading Room. Share this link with your friends so they can come watch live and you can watch live. And I'll send you out a free hat for doing so. Brian, hey man, good morning. Glad to see you on the live. All right, so what is a 10-Minute Stock Trader? A 10-Minute Stock Trader takes calculated risks, understands that the treasure lies in knowing the data, doesn't guess at trading. They follow their plan. They don't blame others when things don't work. They take responsibility. They know why the market works. And 10-Minute Stock Trader is smart. Understands they can make the world a better place. They spread joy to others, and this is a lifestyle. This is not just a 10-minute trading room. This is a lifestyle. They follow their dreams. They build each other up. They use money as a tool, and most importantly, they spend as little time trading and as much time living as possible. So on today's agenda, we're going to be covering three areas here. Stop trying to be a hero. This common mistake will 100% bankrupt you. Secret number two, why you should want to sleep on your stocks. That sounds kind of weird, but it'll make sense. The famous last words of traders, this is your warning. Yeah, this is your warning for sure. Maria, glad you made it. Abe was sitting here in Kazakhstan. Man, I really appreciate you doing that. Abe, really, really appreciate that. Real quick, I just realized I forgot to drop the link in the Discord. So our trading room, we have a private Discord, and I usually send all the links. Oh, April just did it. Sweet. Thank you, April. I didn't realize you did that. Yeah, April is our customer service manager, and she between she and Roots, they basically run the business. They make it so easy for me. So, if that sounds awesome, type yes in the chat box. Let me know that you're in the right place. And please, like I said earlier, please ask questions as we go. And this is a private training for members of the 10-Minute Trading Room. And it will be coming down this coming Monday. So, be sure to take as many notes as you can while you can. Now, the cost of admission today is hitting the share button while this is live. And get a pen and paper and take notes. Yeah. Get your pen and paper ready. In fact, I was actually studying this morning. I am such a student of the market. I was going through the Big Orange Book. If you have been around trading for a while, you know the Big Orange Book, How to Make Money in Stocks. And just going through all the charts this morning, looking at William O'Neill's notes, looking at my notes, you know, because to be successful in this, it requires constant learning, constant passion, right? And I'm so grateful that I stumbled into what I was meant to do as being a trader. So get a pen and paper and take notes. Now, for members of the 10-Minute Trading Room, they know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to be giving you $5,488 worth of trading education for free. More on that later on. But promise me you will not use these powers for evil once you see how to trade in 10 minutes a day. When you become a hashtag 10-Minute Stock Trader, it's going to change your life. Now, again, I'm going to show you the process, but that does not guarantee that you're going to be profitable. And one of the people that I learned a ton from was Richard Dennis. By 29 years old, he had made $290 million. And he says, I always say you could publish rules in the newspaper and no one would follow them. The key is consistency and discipline. Because you're going to need that consistency and discipline. The world-class traders that I've learned from all have one thing in common. And that's that it in. And it is that they have rules and they follow those rules with consistency and discipline. So like Richard Dennis says, if you're going to be successful, you need the consistency and discipline. So I'm going to be giving you some of the rules today. But listen, rules are boring, but rules make money. Okay? I just need you to promise me one thing, that you're going to have the consistency and discipline to follow these rules. Because when you do, you're going to be following and trading like the greats that I had the amazing privilege that I got to learn from, like Mark Minervini, 1997 and 2021 U.S. Investing Champion, Larry Hite, the first billion-dollar hedge fund manager, Market Wizard Tom Basso, Mr. Serenity, they call him, Steve Burns, the best-selling millionaire trading author, Market Wizard Jack Swagger, and like I say earlier, I've learned so much from Richard Dennis. Now, I took their best lessons and created a strategy manager portfolio in only about 10 minutes a day. And when I was working with Tom Basso, he said, 10 minutes? Geez, I need to learn from you. Because he said his took about 20 minutes. And I said, no, sir. I'm standing on the shoulders of giants here. You are the pioneer, and I'm just following in your footsteps. Now, my goal with this web class is to show you, number one, the only way for you to be a successful trader in today's markets is through 10-minute trading. There have been a lot of people that blew up a lot of accounts this year, but not the 10-minute traders. Because we understood the risk and all the positions we took. And we followed our exit strategies to stay out of trouble. We're going to be talking a lot more about that trouble that's happened this year. And the only way to do 10-minute trading is with us inside the 10-minute trading room. Now, who am I? My name is Christopher Yule, founder and head trader of 10MinuteStockTrader.com. I was twice awarded top 100 people in finance. I've been on TV hundreds of times. Here's some of the things that you've seen about me and some of the places you may have seen me on. But it didn't start out this way, right? I grew up in a double-wide mobile home in rural Texas, and I went to a small school in Arkansas, and I don't have an Ivy League degree. I don't plan to. I didn't work on Wall Street. And I don't have a hedge fund just yet, but that is one of my life goals. But you can do this too, but you cannot, under any circumstance, think that you know more than the market. So let me repeat that just one more time. You cannot, under any circumstance, think that you know more than the market. Because trading's easy when you follow the rules. The hard part is being mentally okay with taking losses, and that's just part of the game. So if you're ready to learn the rules, type yes in the chat box, and let's get moving into the first section here, which is stop trying to be a hero. This common mistake will 100% bankrupt you. So when I first started trading, when I first started to learn how to trade, I came across this group who they still teach how to trade online, but they teach basically selling options naked or selling option spreads. And to me, it just seemed like the smartest, easiest thing in the world, right? You sell these out of the money options and 80, 90% of the time you're going to win. And for me personally, my win rates were in the 80% range. I mean, 80% of the trades I put on, I won, and it was awesome. But I noticed a trend in my account where I may have been having these high win rates, but for every one win, or for I should say for every one loss, I needed 3, 4, 5, 6 wins to make up for the one loss. Whereas my winning trades were this big, but my losing trades were this big. So it'd have to take me several winning trades to make up for the one loser. And that was incredibly difficult. And I just realized, like, either I'm doing something wrong or this just doesn't work in reality. And that's when I started learning from the market wizards and things like that, people who actually learned how to trade and had made boatloads of money. And one thing really stuck with me from the first people I learned to trade from. It was whenever you had a losing trade, they said basically, just let your losers run and roll them forward. And their big deal was being a contrarian trader. Oh my gosh, when I hear the word contrarian trader, I shiver now because I'm like, ugh. That's not how the market works. The market moves in trends. And people want to be in that trend when it's happening. People don't want to stand in front of the train on the train track and get run over by it, which is what I was taught to do by these people. I'm glad that I got into trading. I'm glad that I learned from them. And I'm glad also that I realized this isn't the real way it's done. So yeah, just cut your winners short and let your losers run. Because when you sell options, 80% of the time they're going to come back and be profitable anyway. So just let them run. I'm being sarcastic here. Do not do that. Here's a great example. I remember being on TV calling the top in Facebook. And I said, I don't think Facebook, which is now Meta, will ever be back to $380. That was decently controversial. It's now down 76% since that point. Now, why did I come to that conclusion? Well, that was about this time right here. I don't have the numbers on it right here, but let's say that's around $300. I said, I'm not sure if Facebook's ever going to get back to 380. And it's going down and down and down and down and down since then. If you had just let your losers run and roll them forward, just with one contract on this, you would be out tens of thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands of dollars. When you only stood to make 100, 120, maybe. Letting your losers run just so you can roll your options forward is a brain-dead, stupid way to trade. Because there's no guarantee that it ever comes back. Facebook being down 76%. Look at this. Look at this chart here. This chart shows that if it's down 70%, The stock now has to go up 233% to get back to break even. This is an incredibly interesting chart, right? Imagine your stock is down 10%. It has to go up 11% to get back to even. If your stock's down 50%, so from 100 down to 50, it now has to double. It has to go from 50 to 100 to get back to 100. It has to double. This is how losses work geometrically against you. Because, yeah, it feels like, oh, it's only down 20%, but it has to go up 25% to get back to break even. Oh, Facebook's only down 76%. So it has to go up 333% to get back to even. And I put this on the chart right here. 76% down, and then you switch the arrow and go the other way. 336% to get back up. It's down $295. It's brutal. Right? So if you have a stock that goes from 100, goes up 50%, right? Your stock goes from 100 up 50% to 150. That's pretty awesome, right? You're living a good life. Now that same $150 loses 50%, you're now down to 75. You went up 50%, down 50%, and you're down money. Kind of weird how that works, right? Stock went from 100 to 150, then from 150 lost 50% down to 75. So your overall net gain is down 25%. This is how losses work geometrically against you. So that's why I say stop trying to be a hero and take the loss. Take the loss when it's small and move on. Let's go back to Facebook real quick. Imagine you put on a trade up here and it goes below your 10-day exponential moving average. That's the blue line there. And you're like, okay, I'm out. Maybe you lost a couple bucks. That happens. But maybe you decided, you know what? This is not looking so hot. I don't think I'm going to get back in. So while you lost two, the people who are buying it up here have lost 295. Stop trying to be the hero and just take the loss. It's okay to be wrong. But it's not okay to stay wrong. It is totally normal to take losses. You don't need to have 70, 80% win rates. You just don't. The most successful traders in the world have win rates between 30 and 50%, which feels unbelievable, but it's true. Ryan Pierpont came in third place 2 years in a row in the U.S. Investing Championship. He grew his account 1,500% in that time. Had a 30% win rate. So one out of every three trades he made, he lost. Or he won. Two out of three trades, he lost. But the difference in that and what most people do is that he recognized, hey, I have to take the small loss before it turns into the big loss. I have to take the small loss here when it's 1%. So then I only have to make 1% back. Instead of waiting for the loss to be 20%, now I have to make 25% back. It's a hurdle. And you don't have to hold on to that. You don't have to be wrong. Or you don't have to stay wrong. Here's a quote from Jesse Livermore, one of the greatest traders ever. A loss never bothers me after I take it. I forget it overnight. And I'm that way too. I've been very blessed with not the best short-term memory. In fact, I have a funny story about that. So in college, we went to a convention, and they had those big, fat sumo wrestling suits, you know, where you bounce into each other and whatever. And my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, was there with me and several of our friends. And I was doing the sumo wrestling suit, so I was told. And I ran into this other person, fell down on the ground, and the next thing I know, I woke up in her apartment the next day, and I'm like, what just happened? She's like, oh, you're back. Yeah, apparently I had a concussion from that day. I don't remember much of anything at all on that day. And I think since that point, my short-term memory has been slightly impaired. I do take some nootropics and stuff to help with that. But, yeah, that was crazy. And they said that on the ride back home, after I'd gone to the hospital and we were heading back home, that I kept asking every 10 minutes, like, wait, where are we? So, yeah, I don't remember that day, but my wife does. She loves telling that story. And that's the thing with this, right? You have to take the loss and just forget about it. Because it should only be a paper cut. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't ever be those big losses down here. That's why I say stop trying to be a hero. Just take the loss and move on. Does that make sense? Let me know if you have questions. Please feel free to put them in the chat box. I'm here for you. So in the second section, we're going to be talking about why you should want to sleep on your stocks. Now, I knew that this would raise some eyebrows. Like, what do you mean, want to sleep on your stocks? What does that even mean? So like I said earlier, I've been rereading through all my trading books, spending extra time on the risk management sections. And several times, over and over, I kept seeing them say, sell to the sleeping point. Sell to the sleeping point. So let's break that down. Have you ever stayed up at night worrying about your stocks? I know I have tremendously early on in my trading career done that. I remember breaking into a cold sweat. I'll never forget. I was putting my younger son, Elliot, to bed. We were upstairs. I put him to bed and I'm walking out of his room and I just like cold sweat hits me all at once because I'm like, what if the market crashes tomorrow and I lose all my money? That was not the sleeping point. My position size was way too big. I remember other nights laying awake in bed thinking, what have I done? I can't believe I let this happen. Because I didn't understand how much risk I wanted to take. Now, all the best traders in the world focus on 50 basis points, so 0.5% of their account, to 2.5% of their account in risk. Generally, I like to hover in the 2% range when trends are strong, and I'll back it way down to 50 basis points when we're in choppy markets. And the members of the trading room have seen that. Just pull it way back. Pull it back. Let the market figure out what it's doing. And then, once it does, go back to a regular position size. But you got to realize that the 2.5% in risk, or 50 basis points in risk, is not your position size, it's your risk size. Steve Burns and I had a really long conversation about this one day. I mentioned Steve Burns early on. And he's like, you know, Chris, if you put on a $40,000 position, you're not actually taking $40,000 in risk. I'm not. It's like, no, are you actually going to let that stock go to zero? No, of course not. He's like, that's the point. You're not taking off $40,000 in risk. It's like, okay, how does that work? I'll show you the math behind that in a second. And I remember recently going somewhere with my dad, and he was driving down the road, and we were talking about stocks, and I don't remember what it was, but I was in one trade, and he's like, oh, that's great. So either you'll make a fortune or you'll go broke because it'll go to zero. And I looked at him and I'm like, I know that you don't understand how this works. And I want to have compassion for you because you've never been in this world. But just because you put on a trade doesn't mean it's all or nothing. You have full control of your position size. You choose how many units you put in. Whether it's contracts or shares or whatever, you choose this. You also choose when to get out. And it doesn't have to go to zero. So let's break that down. Now imagine you had a $100,000 account and you only wanted to risk 2% of your account. 2% on the $100,000 is $2,000. Let me change my clicker here real quick to be laser pointer, so it's a little easier to see as we go through this. $100,000 account, but you only want to risk $2,000. That makes sense. Because I'm only going to risk 2% of my account in this trade. The stock that you want to buy is trading at $100. And you decided you want a 5% stop loss on that position. So in reality, you're only risking $5 per share. Right? The stock's $100. You want a 5% risk. So you're only risking $5 per share. Now you take your $2,000 of risk that you wanted to take. And you divide by the $5 that you're risking per share, and that gets you 400 shares. And that 400 shares equates to $40,000 of stock. 400 times 100. 400 shares times $100, 40,000. So this is a 40% of your account position size, yet only 2% of your account risk size. This was a mind bender for me when I first grasped it. I was like, oh, so I can actually put on some sizable trades, but I need to make sure that my risk is appropriate so I don't blow out my account. Oh. So to get to the sleeping point, would you rather sleep on a 2% position or a 40% position? I would much easier sleep on a 2% position because I'm not going to let this go to zero. I'm going to contain my risk at $5. That is how you get to the sleeping point. Now you've got to think this way because most people think it's all or nothing. Most people treat trading that way as it's all or nothing, right? I'm going to put everything I've ever owned into this one stock and it better go up. Otherwise, I'm toast. But it doesn't need to be that way because you are 100% control. That's what I said earlier. You are 100% in control of your risk because you are setting that position size. Granted, stocks can gap up, stocks can gap down. And then you've got to work with that. Sometimes that happens. But you control how big your position size is. And when you do that, you are setting how much risk you're willing to take. Don't lose control of your account in the market. That's the real point on this. Don't lose control. Most people, or I shouldn't say most, many, many, many people in 2022 lost all control because they did not position their size correctly, nor did they put their stops in the correct place. And because of that, they lost huge. We're going to be talking about that more here in a minute. So does that make sense? You control your risk. You know how much you can take. And once you lose control of that, you've got to get out of the trade. You've got to take a step back and reevaluate how you do this. So does that make sense? I hope you're taking notes because this is decently important information that any stock trader needs to know. All right, so here's the third and final section here, the famous last words of traders. And listen, this is your warning. If you don't heed these words, it's going to be a bad day for you. Bad week, month, or even year. So I was having a podcast interview one time with Danielle Shea from Simpler Trading. And Danielle's super, super smart. She's seen a lot of moves in the market. And it was great to bounce ideas off of her. I'm looking at that picture right now. My wife has those exact same earrings. That's really funny. But I'm really glad I had the opportunity to talk with her on lots of different topics. And you can go find the interview for sure inside of the YouTube channel or wherever you're watching this from. You can find this exact interview somewhere. But the podcast interview I did with her, we talked about how FANG stocks at that time were like a flight to safety, right? There was a point in time where it just felt like the market was rocky, but yet the FANG stocks they were stable. They felt like they were the flight to safety. It's not gold. It's not Bitcoin. It's FANG stocks. And the truth is that they really were. I mean, if you look at this chart here, they were basically everything that you'd ever want in a stock. Reliably going up most of the time. And that sense of complacency helped people realize that they thought that these could never go down. They said that it's different this time. It's different this time. Stocks aren't risky. Not if you buy the FANG stocks. Then one of my mentors, Mark, he had this tweet in 2018. He had this tweet. As FANG stocks accelerate, they are becoming increasingly risky to own for the long term. Keep in mind the 50-80 rule. When a secular leader makes a major top, there's a 50% chance it'll drop 80%. And an 80% chance it'll drop 50%. And Cisco was a FANG stock in the 90s. And it went up and then down 90% and then was dead money, he says on here, for 16 years. Remember the 50-80 rule, okay? He said this in 2018. 50% chance they'll drop 80%, and an 80% chance they'll drop at least 50%. This is FANG today. FANG, started with F, Meta, down 73%. Apple, down 21%. Apple's a huge outperformer here. Amazon, down 46%. Netflix, down 55%. Google, down 42%. It's different this time. Stocks aren't risky. Oh, wait. In 2022, over 150 hedge funds have closed. Because they even thought this, right? They weren't immune to that. They weren't immune to the thought that it was different this time. And the point that I'm trying to make here is that you must respect risk. Do not be a hero. Position size so you can sleep. And most of all, realize that even the best stocks are risky. There is no safe stock. If a stock is going down, you need to get off the train tracks before it runs you over. Another tweet by Mark. All stocks are risky. All stocks go down, regardless of quality or status. If you're going to invest in the market, always remember the two most important words in the business of speculation. Respect risk. When we have positions on in the 10-minute trading room, the first thing we do before we even look at a new trade, the very first thing we do to start every trading room is to reduce risk. Because all stocks are risky. Doesn't matter who it is, all stocks are risky. If you're going to be in the market, you've got to remember the two most important words is respect risk. So does that make sense? I hope it does. I hope that this has been enlightening because I want to show you stop trying to be a hero, right? Take the loss and move on. It's okay. Talked about why you should want to sleep on your stocks. Get to that sleeping point. And the famous last words of trading, of traders, I hope you realized it was, it's different this time. Because it's not. All stocks are risky. But you got to know that trading's easy. The hard part's mentally being okay with the losses. But trading itself is easy once you know how to play by the rules.
Consultation that I did with Kavan. I'm giving away free consultations for members of the trading room. And I just want you to hear exactly what Kavan says.
I'm watching these stocks today and it's like I have Peloton and Fastly and I'm looking at them and they're following the back test as planned. And I'm like, I'm telling my friend Rob and I'm like, yo, I'm happy. And he's like, why? I'm like, I finally found something, a setup that I can use. I can go in there. I don't need anybody. I can go in there and I can make the trade my own. I can follow your steps A to Z and I can plan my trade. As you said, 10 minutes a day, no hassle, no headaches, ain't got a stress. And he's like, for real? So no, I have him taking the previous course that I took because it laid a foundation for me. And I'm like, if you understand what these guys are teaching, then hop on over to Chris, because these guys are going to lay a foundation with the little fundamentals, like, you know, like the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you transition over to Chris, then you will start understanding a little bit more. So, you know, you put in the roof on now. They build the foundation. I did my little thing. You put in the roof. You know, I'm eventually going to learn how to put some furniture in the house. As you can see, it's empty. You know? So, you know, that's the goal, man. And I'm loving every minute of it. And the way you teach, it's simplified. And I ain't got to sit there and draw no trend lines. I ain't got to look for no breakout candlesticks. Like, which candle is this at the end of the day? Is it a doji candle? And I'm like, I'll never learn to read candlesticks pattern. Like,
you probably know candlesticks better than I do at this point. Yeah.
I don't know anything about them. I'm online on Amazon looking for a good, you know, candlestick, you know, book to learn to read candles. I'm like, I'm not learning none of this stuff. I'm just going to pay attention to what Chris is doing. I put the lines on there, and dude, I take screenshots of them and I look at them every day, because yesterday I was showing everybody, like I call all the guys, because I have all the guys that come in the group is guys from my work. Mm. You know, you got Josh, Daniel, Chris, and Rob. You know, they happen on the live when you have, I invite them over and they love it. You know, I got everybody, you know, asking questions. Daniel is on there asking a lot of questions. He actually went and got Trend Spider. So slowly, you know, everybody's coming to the table and, like, you know, want to learn, because step by step is no stress.
Do you want to take this to the next level? Right. Type yes in the chat box if you're ready to take this to the next level, because I want to do something awesome for you today. Let me ask you a question. Would you like my help in implementing this in your trading? That's where the 10-minute trading room comes in. This will allow you to finally live the life you have always dreamed being a trader would be. We have daily live video calls, daily trade alerts, daily new trade setups, daily portfolio updates, daily market analysis, daily trading psychology, which is so important. And everything we trade together. So it's like getting a call from me personally every trading day, with what we're trading and why we're trading it, which is really the most important part, every trading day. Plus, you can get rid of all the fake gurus that you're still following on Twitter. I know I was really guilty of that. Spending hours searching on YouTube for the next YOLO stock, scrolling on Twitter. Everything we trade together. So as a member, you get everything. You get the daily video calls for free. Your membership includes the daily video calls for free, the daily trade setups, the portfolio updates, market analysis, trading psychology, all that's included for free. And then every other Friday, just like you're doing right now, we do live training and Q&A sessions, just like the one that you're watching right now. And we'll be building new courses together with your questions and your answers. That's so important to me. And these courses, like I said earlier on today, will be available for members only. You get to watch me personally showing you all the lessons that we use in these courses in our trading. And you can ask as many questions as you need, right? You get it all. He's showing you what's working today. And it's like an up-to-the-minute field report sent from the front lines of the cutting edge of trading. And then showing you how to model it in your trading fast. And the only way to have access like this would be if I were to sit in the same room with you and you were looking shoulder to shoulder, or looking over my shoulder with me every single day. Now, here's what a few of our members have said, right? Robert's saying, your trainings and advice have accelerated my learning 10x. This allowed me to start doing things that were sometimes unthinkable. Listening to Chris is well worth your time, even if you're a seasoned investor. So who's this for? Well, it's for new traders. It's for experienced traders. It's for busy professionals, some side hustlers. Like, I know I've got a couple of my 10-minute stock traders in there who are side hustlers. And then parents who just want to trade while their kids nap. And if you've never traded before, don't worry. Is it okay if I overdeliver? As a member, you're going to get everything. You're going to get the live training video calls, and you're going to get the live training every other week with me. And what else do you need to be successful? How about my flagship course, the AI stock trading system. And in this, we go step by step on how to use artificial intelligence in your trading. And also, I'll throw in the Real Trades case study course and the bullish, bearish, and neutral option strategy courses. So you'll be all set up there. And you're going to get all of that for free. As a member, you get everything included. That's the daily video calls, the live training and Q&A calls, and the full catalog of our best-selling courses. Okay? Well, what else would you need to be successful? We have video courses, we have our private chat room, and you're going to be part of a small group of high performers that are across the world that share valuable information that the rest of the planet never discovers. You're going to get the latest cutting-edge trading tactics and strategies before anyone else knows about them, exactly like we talked about today, including the live video trade alerts, the live market analysis, the live portfolio analysis, the live trade setups, the live trading psychology. All of that is included, and the live training and Q&A calls, the live look over your shoulder trading setups, live trading courses built with your questions and your answers. All of this is included as a member. You get all of this. Plus, I'm offering this now as a member. You're going to get at least one free one-on-one consultation like what we showed in Kavon's video. And this is coming from me. Who am I? Here's a little bit about me, right? I went straight to the pioneers of successful trading. I learned directly from world-famous market wizards and billionaire portfolio managers. And last year, the first year of implementing our strategy, we had a staggering 172.41% return on the first year of execution. So I'm pretty excited to share that with you. Right, you're going to get all of this, including the private one-on-one consultation with me, total value $5,488, right? Now, if all this did was finally set you up to see how real traders are profitable, do you think that'd be worth it? If all this did was help you shortcut the Wall Street learning curve, which hurts so bad, skip all those costly mistakes that most traders make and take years to figure out, would it be worth that? If all this did would give you the ability to model our trades and cut out the garbage that you see on the internet, you know what I'm talking about. Would it be worth that? So I had two choices. The first option was to go as cheap as possible to try and help, you know, everybody out there. But the thing is that there are lots of freebie-seeking knuckleheads, you know, the guys on Wall Street Bets, right, that really shouldn't be trading anyways. But the second option, which we went with, is the little higher investment in yourself, in the program. And in exchange, you get my time and my attention, and you're going to get you set up to get the success that you've always wanted. What would that one perfect trade be worth to you? Do you think that if you develop the trades like I did, you get the same results that I did? For the right person, this membership should pay you, clearly. If you're like most people, you would tell me you'd probably pay for years of membership with just the proceeds of one single trade. I know a couple of people have already done that. You'd probably tell me that everything else after that would just be gravy. And that's why I'm sending you our total trading system every month, right? I want to make this an absolute no-brainer for you. And I take a lot of pride in helping our members win big and avoid the big losers too. And that's why this is worth $5,488, because you're here today. You're now officially a 10-minute stock trader. I'm going to give you a monster discount. Of course, I wouldn't ask you to pay $5,488. The monthly cost of being part of the 10-minute trading room is only $147. That's it. That's like $4 a day if you think about it that way. You're going to get the daily live video calls with me. You're going to get the live training and Q&A calls. You're going to get the full catalog of our best-selling courses, and you're going to get a private one-on-one consultation with me. Total value, $5,488. And the monthly cost, like I said, it's only $147. You can boil it down to $4 a day. There's no contract. You can cancel at any time. You've got two choices, really. The first option is you do nothing and not take this leap of faith and continue to struggle. Continue to search on YouTube, continue to search on Twitter, continue to listen to those fake gurus. The first option really is nothing changes. Or the second option, you invest in yourself. The second option is you learn how the market really works. The second option, you give yourself a shot. See if this works for you. Like I said, there's no contract. You can cancel at any time. But don't you think it'd be worth $147 to show me how we set up every single trade? Every entry point and every exit point, and like Kavon said earlier, step by step with no stress. Do you think it'd be worth $147 for you to come spend an entire month right here sitting next to me looking over my shoulder on every trade we make, well, that's pretty much what it's going to be exactly like. I'm going to walk you through every entry, every exit, and why we do everything. Personally showing you what's working and what's not. The daily trade alerts are meant to give you that exact same experience. And here's something else to consider. Do you think it'd be worth $147 to jump online with me twice a month to get all of your trading questions answered, right? If you have any questions, just let me know. I got you. I'm here for you. I do this for you. That's what we do in the live training and Q&A calls. Plus, you can see your fellow members every day, and you can ask them what's working for them, right? And any of those scenarios sound like it might be useful to you, then this is clearly a no-brainer. You can still keep all the courses for free no matter what. You're going to get the daily trade alerts. You're going to get the live training and Q&A calls, the full catalog for our best-selling courses, and best really of all is to get you set up for success, the private one-on-one consultation with me. The work we do together can change everything. You know that. This can change your life. This is the wealth ripple effect that we're talking about. You'll be able to take our trade ideas and plug them into your account effortlessly because I show you exactly step by step. You connect with me and your fellow members on our live video calls every day, help you get the guidance and the focus that you need. So take this offer or become a member today. Remember, you're under no obligation. You can cancel any time and you can still keep all the gifts for free. And here's a couple other bonuses I want to tell you about. One, or here's three fast action bonuses if you sign up today. I wrote the Secret Investing Book and I want to send you an autographed copy in the mail plus the audiobook. I'm going to give you the step-by-step guide to our 10 Minutes to Freedom trading strategy, which we use every single day. And finally, our top stock list, which we have. I update this every single day. So every day that you get this is exactly what we are doing in the trading room. So let me show you how to sign up real quick. Just go to 10minutetradingroom.com. Click this big blue button right here that says click here to take the guesswork out of trading right now. Then you're going to go to the next page, and it's going to ask you a couple of questions like your name, address, and everything. Put in your credit card number to get started. Make sure that you put in your t-shirt size because I want to send you a hashtag 10-minute stock trader because you're going to be officially one of us, officially a 10-minute stock trader. So if you have any questions at all whatsoever, feel free to reach out to our team. We would love to help you out, love to get you set up, and love to get you as part of the 10-minute trading room. Thank you, everybody, for coming today. I hope that this was very enlightening, very useful, and I can't wait to see you inside the 10-minute trading room with us every single day, and in fact, later on today as we make our trade.
All right. Thank you all so much for coming today. I really appreciate your time and attention. Abe had a question real quick before we head out. What do you think? Are we still in a bear market? To be honest, it's difficult to short stocks and shares. I like the bull market. Listen, my friend. Trading is so much easier in the bull market, and people get so much more excited about the bull market because the idea of fast wealth creation is a lot more appealing. And when you get more people in the market works a little bit easier for sure. So, Abe, real quick, let me give you my quick tip that I use as far as like determining if it's bullish or bearish. First off, we're under the 200-day, so that's definitely bearish. Second, what we look at on a daily basis is the trend trending up or down? And I quantify that by the 10-day, which is the blue line. I want to see over the black line, which is the 20-day, and price over the 50-day, which is the red line here. So as you can see, we had that a couple days ago. The 10 was over the 20, price was over the 50, but then that turned around, right? So this was a bullish trend in this area here. But that's turned around. Let me remove out the other drawings here. And now we're looking at an inconclusive trend. You've got the 10 over the 20, prices under the 50-day line right now. So right now, I would say just hang out, right? That's what we're doing right now. This is going to be a transition day again for us. We have offensive days where we're in the market trying to make trades. We have defensive days where we have to take a step back, because not everything lines up, but we already have trades on, making sure that we're reducing risk, as I mentioned earlier. And then we have transition days, which is there is not a trade that we're going to put on because of these market conditions. So that's what we're looking at right now. And he also made some money with some puts. Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for coming today. I really hope that this was useful and that you've taken great notes. And remember, this is going to come down by Monday unless you're a member of the 10-Minute Trading Room. You'll have access forever. So I will see you all later on today in the Trading Room. Talk soon.